we know, are taking a great deal of your thinking time, and we shall be somewhat brief with the answers. We have things to do tonight that are more of a peacemaking nature, and we know that you know that there is a call for that at this time. So, here's some answers. No dates. It is that a sequential flow of events, which are happening, by the way, all is going very well behind the scenes. Preparations are underway. But that is what is to be the determiner of exactly what happens on which date, as you know, time and dates upon your calendar. Now, we have already said, and we shall say to this wondrous group, this family, that we expect, if the events continue to flow with the motion or the momentum that is currently in progress, we expect to be very much in evidence in your skies everywhere. Remember, we've got over a million ships up here now. So there's plenty to literally blanket the earth, as we already are. We're just a little bit invisible to most right now, but we shall be highly visible, and it is anticipated that we shall have this high visibility before the date that was given in that lovely message. There are many, as you know, who bring forth messages. There are many, shall we say, varieties or versions of messages, and they are wondrous indeed. You must remember that the voice through which the message comes is unique from the others. All voices have their own unique perspectives, then their own wavelengths, their own connective methods, and so on. So, guess what? It means you, beloved ones, you get to discern, and if you want it and it resonates with you, marvelous! It does not have to be universal truth. It does not even have to happen on a particular date. It is simply the vision. It is the idea of it. It is the capturing of the spirit of it, which is for you to enjoy to the maximum degree. You see? When you read a message and it resonates with you, you open your heart to it, do you not? And you allow yourself to be literally lifted up into a higher realm of being. And that, beloved ones, is how you create, manifest, heal, and make possible all of this sequential flow of events. So enjoy. Enjoy. We will never tell you that anything is wrong with any of the messages that are put out. We will tell you that, just as we've said, there are many different messengers, and there are many degrees, if you will, to connect within the different dimensions, including 3D. So you can discern for yourselves how it feels to you in your heart, and welcome it in or not, as you decide to do. And that makes it perfect, does it not? Alright, we'll get back to some brief answers here. We talked a little bit longer than we anticipated, but we thought that you needed assurance. Nobody's wrong. Actually, everybody's right to come forth as long as they are pure in heart and not deliberately leading you on. You know, there are some disinformation messengers out there. But you know who they are, or you can sense. What is important is not the individual messenger. What is important is the message. And you can sense if it doesn't quite feel right, and move on. And be grateful for your capabilities to discern, to sense, or to feel what resonates with you. And for goodness sakes, let's not get into judgment. We have been discussing the need, and you just heard in Lady Tara's report, it is so necessary to be in a state of neutrality, which is a peaceful state, is it not? No hormones raging, no angers erupting, just a calmness, a sense that all is well. Nothing's broken, nothing has to be fixed, it's all flowing sequentially and beautifully. Now doesn't that feel better than being down in the dumpies about something? Or allowing your ego a momentary high, shall we say, a thrill, because you know your ego gets really excited when the adrenaline starts flowing through you. So perhaps your ego needs a little talking to sometimes to overcome some programming whereby you might burst into anger or some such emotion that is more fear-based or ego-based than love-based. Love your ego. Let your ego be calm. Let your ego be at peace. And all is well in your kingdom. And that which you create in your kingdom is created in all of the kingdoms. You cannot have a thought or utter a word or do a deed that does not affect all else and everyone else. Now that seems to be a little bit heavy, take heart. We know that you're still in a human body. That's why all of these wondrous energies have been coming. How'd you like the energies of 888? And those that came before and those that are coming after, they're all building, you see. Notice, if you'd like to do a little bit of delightful homework, you might start keeping a little journal or a list of the small things that you notice in the world around you that are more loving, more allowing, more forgiving, and more honoring of you or someone. Perhaps you notice that your neighbor's attitude has softened somewhat toward the neighbor on the other side. Well, I know they don't mean to irritate me, and I guess I don't need to get irritated. Those kinds of things, you know. When you go into the marketplace, you might notice the crowd might not seem quite as frantic. Or perhaps you will catch the eye of someone across the room or across the mall or whatever and say hello in a loving greeting, because here you are and you recognize the energy of that one. Why, that one is on the same wavelength as me. Is that not delightful? So perhaps you will have an opportunity to communicate, to help, or in some manner to support someone who has always seemed what you call aloof. And I'm desirous of your having any, no matter how small, having any role to play in your life. You see? All of these changes are happening because you have called forth these energies of change. love is happening, beloved ones. And when there is love, how can you possibly get riled up about what is going on for those lost souls? If you want to think of them that way, don't pity, do not pity, just simply forgive and observe. Lost souls, if you wish, who are so stubbornly trying to cling to a past which no longer serves you or any of the kingdoms and the beings of the kingdoms on planet Earth. And there are some around, are there not? Well, you can look at George as an example. Alrighty, here's another answer to a question. No nukes, no weapons of mass destruction, no war with initials, you know, like 3, or any of that. That is posturing, that is attempting, that is wanting to have that adrenaline flowing through you. State of panic, state of fear. Oh yeah, they've got some plans. And you know what? These plans are being published. Didn't we not tell you? And have we not been telling you ever since a while ago that these ones are simply creating the very stumbling blocks that are going to trip them and cause them to lose what little hold they have? And they will be done, off the stage, gone forever from having any influence over your life or of anyone in any of the kingdoms upon planet Earth. Now we're going to share a little bit of inside info to you, because we want you to understand that some of what you have been reading, this propaganda, if you will, has already been attempted and failed. Don't you think that while the Bushes were in the country of China, that would have been a grand time for Mr. Dick to push the end buttons? Well, he tried. Didn't work. Massive equipment failure. Got it? Get the picture and put a big past. Done. Over. Never again. So what did he do? He tried to steal a few trillion. Because he thought maybe he could have enough money to protect himself and hide. I looked down in a hole like that phony Saddam Hussein. You know, they put him in a hole, this poor drugged up being, who had no will to resist. They probably promised him all kinds of wondrous things, or his family or something. And maybe Mr. Dick thought he could go down into a rabbit hole with his trillions and hide and be safe. Now we're giving you a little bit of a comedy sketch here, because you got it right now. Not going to happen. Oh, and how about these stories about, well, they're going to do a massive mirror gas type of thing and blame it on guess who? Who's their favorite target these days? Well, Georgia's a little one, but their big one is Iran. Yeah, they're going to tell you that Iran has somehow gotten their nerve gases, their deadly toxic gases over here that they got from Russia or someplace. And they're going to say that it was Iran that wiped out a large portion of the population of Denver. Not going to happen. No weapons of mass destruction shall be used upon planet Earth ever again. Because planet Earth is going Well, there are no such things. Got it? And you're going with it! You got first class seats reserved! Woo! Doubt about it! Now, we're being, again, a little comedic in this because we want to lighten you up and we want you to understand. When we tell you you're protected, believe me, you're protected. And we're not bragging, but we are telling you truth when we tell you that our protection that we give you, with your permission and co-creation, is way stronger than anything that those dark cats have. You know why? It's called love. It's called L-O-V-E. It's called connected. We are connected, you know. We're one. Feel that protection. The only being upon the planet who can break that protection, who can render it useless, who can send it away, reject it, nullify it, or just plain not have it, is you! You called it forth, we responded, you got it. That's all that needs to be said. You don't need to think about it, but if somebody sends you an email and it says, well, on this date, there's going to be gloomy doomy in the skies, and we're all going to get wiped out. But then you might want to say, well, you can be wiped out if you want to, but I am protected. And you can be too. Just give permission. All right, we got some hard-time guys here now! Ha, 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 ha. Oh, you are so fabulous! You are so wondrous! Laugh! So, what else is there? Oh, yes, the questions about Georgia. Did George do it? Yes. And no. George is going along with it. That's another reason why the Bushes were out of the country. Daddy had to take Junior and get him out of the hot seat, you know, because they didn't want him answering the phone. Because anybody could tell him it was God, and he might spill his guts, you know. So they were in China. And all of this has been building up because, you know, if you can't start a war somewhere, let's go for it someplace else. And maybe some of those trillions could have been used for that, except funny thing, as soon as the money got there, and you know where it went to that country where they're trying to build themselves an empire on very shifting sands. It's called Dubai. All right, no sooner did they arrive than whoosh, they're gone again. Whipped away, recovered, restored, and back to where they needed to be. So, if you want a picture, Mr. Dick, remember those cartoons where there was that villain? Ah, and he had that kind of curled up dark mustache, and he wore dark clothes, and he looked dark. And what always happened at the end of the cartoon? What did he come out and say? Do you recall that famous quote? He said, "Quizzes foiled again." Well, just put Mr. Dick into that costume and just give him a little bit of comedic relief. He could use it, you know. And let it go. Beloved, let this stuff go. All right, read it. Be informed. It is good to be informed. And check your meter when you read it. If you're feeling anything except calm observation, then you have work to do. But it's not to say you're all from a blow-up or whatever. It's to bring yourself up to a higher level of being within your being. You see, you don't want to support these actions. let's put it this way. If you want to support them in their actions, then let them get to you. Let them get you down in the dumpies. Let them inspire some fear. That's how you give them a bit of success. And we want to say a microscopic bit. You couldn't even see it under a powerful microscope, because just as everything you think and feel and do has some impact, yes, joy has a lot more. Love has a lot more. It's much more powerful. So if you do get down in the dumpies or get into a little fear, yes, you're going to send it out to the world, and yes, it's going to be felt, and yes, it's going to support the wearers of the dark who are so stubbornly trying to do everything they can think of to do to retain power. You know, can't you just see it now? Put them on a little stage and see the stage sinking into the fires that they themselves caused when they let off the bomb or whatever. And see them going down and saying, I rule the world! Only guess what? The world's moved on and left them on a sinking stage. Or sinking ship, if you prefer. Put something into it of yourself. Create a non-happening event. Redraw the picture. Create a happy vision, a joyful vision. And give these characters a little bit of comedic relief if that helps you to turn your focus away from being scared, fearful, or depressed about what it is that you find out that they're working on behind the scenes, because their actions are allowed to a certain degree, but will not be sustained or allowed to grow into anything that even begins to approximate a major war or natural disaster. How about that? They blame Mother Nature for Katrina. Well, now you know better. There are some things happening, yes. We keep telling you this with Mother's cleansing. Yes, there are some actions. But have you noticed? Have you noticed that nature seems to be more brilliant? That when you go outside, you are more connected than ever? That you are beginning to communicate with the animals or the plants or the minerals or what or all? That you are starting to open and understand the members of the other kingdoms? That you are connecting with them in emotional ways that are loving? And that you are electing to allow them to love you back? Think about it. Because this is happening more and more. The only walls that are between you and the other kingdoms are the ones that have grown through the ages, through the creations of humankind. All the rest of nature is in perfect harmony with each other. It may not seem so if you see animals squabbling. Well, there's less and less squabbling going on. And more interactions between. Just look at some of those cute pictures on the internet. And you see, for instance, animals. Different species, as you call them, of animals interacting with each other in a friendly, non-threatening, and yet loving manner, appreciating each other rather than being afraid of each other. You see? You might wish to be in observation of the other kingdoms. That is very balancing. Very peacemaking and very advantageous for those in human bodies who still are feeling as though they're struggling. Sometimes when you hug your doggy or your kitty cat, they can get through to you in ways that humans and human teachers cannot. For instance, how about this whole topic of loving yourself? That's a biggie, isn't it? Difficult for almost all humans to do, and certainly not to be consistent with it. Oh yes, there is great knowledge. There is great teaching. There is great inspiration. But let's face it, it is human to lose it once in a while is enough. And so, what better way to feel love for yourself than to receive it from another? Honest, unconditional, I love you no matter what you say, what you do, or what you think even. And where can you get that? You can get it, sometimes easier, from a member of the animal kingdom. How many of you out there have had the joy, the ecstasy, the pure exchange of love that comes when you swim with the dolphins? Boy, that's a high loving experience, is it not? And you can get the same from a doggy, or two cats, or perhaps a horse, or another creature. Perhaps a squirrel comes to your patio or deck, your outdoor space every day, and you give that squirrel some nourishment. Perhaps you should sit there and take the time to become acquainted with that squirrel, and to communicate with that squirrel. You may not want to hug the squirrel, because a squirrel is not used to getting hugs from humans. We know that, you know that. But you might be able to just send enough love to that squirrel that that squirrel can communicate love to you back in its purest and most unconditional form. You need to practice loving yourselves. It's vital. And when you do that, you are ready to give unconditional love to the entire planet. How about when we do these exercises and we come together and we connect together? They're high-vibe experiences. And you can feel that love for you, and you can love yourselves. And you can do a lot of healing and connecting and all of those kinds of things. But where we're headed, beloved ones, is to that dimension where that is going to be your state of being all the time. But there's nothing that says you can't have it now. Practice makes perfect, as they say. And this is one area that we would recommend perfection. Not, you know, I can do it better than you, or any of that old paradigm stuff, but what we're talking about is feeling it all the time. Perfection is all the time. Or, any time that you feel unloved, it is the ability to switch gears, as it were, whether you're switching to another part of your brain, and you're bringing that loving feeling back for as long as you can keep the focus there. And the more you focus on it, the more it is. Now we have some wondrous family members who are preparing to assist and facilitate in this whole topic of loving yourselves. And we have been doing some communicating and discussing on these topics because it is so important. There are still times for all of you when it is easier to love someone outside of yourself than to love yourself. Is that not true? And we know that you have expressed unconditional love to others. But they may not be getting everything, because if you don't love yourself and share that with them, when there's a piece or a part of loving someone else that you're not communicating, right? Now, we're really not trying to get deeply into this topic. We're simply saying, do what you can do to find that spark within yourselves and to express it to yourself. Spread it around. Remember, when we do the exercises, we always ask that you spread it throughout your entire circle of being, and then it goes from there. You see? So it has your own special love signature on it. And that is sharing the all of the love that you are. So, we have left the topic of love and gone on to the topic of love. The stage is set, you know. This is becoming much more a loving world. Now, it does not have to be 100% loving itself and all others. And then when we say it, we're talking about the whole of planet Earth. In order to bring about the announcement and the changes, which are so important to do, how can the Golden Age blossom and burst forth upon the planet when there are those who are stifling every expression that it wants to give? Just isn't going to work. The Golden Age is for 3D as it is elsewhere, everywhere else. And so it is most necessary to continue the preparation. Now, you know that there are those who are called the White Knights who are working diligently behind the scenes to do this. We ask you again to support them and their actions. To let your government know that you stand for love and liberty and the restoration of your constitution and your rights. Because the Republic is for the Golden Age that you have right now is not a republic. What you have being enacted and enforced are not your constitutional rights. Remember, beloved, you co-created this country. You co-created your constitution, and you stood in line. Well, to a certain extent, you're still in line. There's room for everyone who wanted to come, but you volunteered to be here at this time. So do something of a 3D nature, and we thank you for all that you have done, and we are simply asking that you continue. Write or call or fax. Oh, what a concept. We love that. Faxing. To your government, your representatives, the people that are the ones who are, shall we say, keeping the lid on the Golden Age and on the Sarah. And if there is any petition that you are inspired to sign, we suggest that it be the one on Beloved Dennis's website. And it is a petition for impeachment, and this may not sound like something that you all want to do. But remember, you're not asked to be in judgment. You're simply asked to clear the way for Messiah and the deliveries of the abundance and the joy that the Golden Age brings to planet Earth. And so, we have come to a part of our program where we have a most powerful and empowering, and shall we say inspirational, one who would like to come forward, and she will most likely ask you to participate in an extremely high-vibe exercise. An exercise of freedom, an exercise of empowerment. And this is important for you to do in order to carry on and carry out these missions we have been discussing. And remember, it's all based in love, it's all about love, and it's all about you. And so I asked her, shall make way for this very distinguished speaker. You will recognize her instantly. And so I thank you, beloved ones, for being here in this gathering tonight. We shall have more to come in the sequential flow of events. And we invite you to be with us, and to be with us in spirit at all times, because we are with you.